What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. We got a special guest today. We've had multiple times in the past because every time I put out content, every time I interview these cats, they do a phenomenal job. They bring a ton of value. And I'm like, dude, if you bring value, I'm bound to bring you back. So please welcome. We have Jason Edlin, Lewis Beauchamp, and Kim Wilhelm, all from Final Expense Direct. What is up, gentlemen?
It's another day in paradise, man, down here in Houston, Texas. I don't know about the rest of these guys.
I love it. I love it. What do you think, Kim? How's everything going?
You know, life is good. You know, once you make up your mind to embrace every day and bring the best of everything you got every day, then you're just going to have a great day. Amen. You know, there's no doubt some are better than others, you know, but you get what you make from it.
No doubt. Yeah.
It's a mindset. Yep. It's just 100%. A mindset. So 100%. It's a great day.
Yes, it is. Well, we're going to jump into the topic. For those that are joining us, we're going to jump into the topic of working remote and how you can sell Final Expense life insurance from home. Pros, cons, things you should look out for, things you should do, things you should definitely not do. Jason, quick question, though. Is Kim always this positive?
100%.
It's amazing.
Mindset, baby. Let's go.
That's right, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. Also, Lewis, how long have you and Kim worked together? You guys have worked together for a long time.
Oh, God. How long, Kim? 15, 18, 20 years?
Started in 89.
In 89. Yeah.
Wow. No, 89?
89.
You said 15 to 20 years. I was born in 90. You guys started before I was born.
My fault. The time
almost 35 years.
It's beautiful when you're having fun. You know, it doesn't seem like work at the end of the day. You know,
if that doesn't date us all, 90.
Yeah, 1989. God bless us, man.
Yep, you're welcome for that. I want to throw this one to Lewis first, if that's cool. Sure. When we talk about working remote, what's like? Give me an example of why working remote can be and working from home can be very beneficial for a newer sales rep.
For a newer sales rep. You know, Cody, I got to think about that one because I think new sales agents don't understand the work ethic required. All right, you know, life insurance is an amazing field, and it's touted that it gives you a lot of freedom, right? You can go where you want, do what you got to do, blah, 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 right?
Correct.
But in telesales, it's work ethic. And I don't know if a new agent really truly understands that, right? And that's the key issue is you got to have a mindset to lock and load 8 hours a day. If your mouth's not moving, you're not selling, right? So you got to be talking 5-6 hours a day. And whether it's an outbound or an inbound campaign, it's activity, you know? So a new agent, what I would tell you is you better be ready to put in 40 hours a week and not even blink. And then you got another 10 or 15 hours a week of homework and self-study to you know, get out of your craft what you need. But, you know, find an organization, number one, that's going to give you support, that's going to mentor you, that's going to coach you, that'll be there for you, all right? Because you're going to have a lot of learning curve in the beginning. Support is incredible. You know, mentoring, good training, back office support so you don't get all lost in the dynamics of the, I got to onboard the client, I got to mail the policy, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know, you can focus on selling. So that's what I would say right off the bat, man. Be ready to just buckle up and go to work because it's not going to be a 2-3 hour a day thing, 2-3 days a week thing.
Yeah, I love that. Buckle up, Buttercup. I like that's that. Kim, what's some like? There's pros, but there's also like cons and mistakes people make, and like there's some negatives to. I'm guessing there's negatives to working from home. What's your thoughts on this concept?
Oh, absolutely. There are negatives in that you have to be someone who's goal-oriented. You have to be someone who is focused. You have to be someone who's willing to do the work. You have to have a great mindset. You know, working from home is a lifestyle sale. that's a wonderful benefit. I mean, I can sit here at the lake, look out at the water, talk on the phone all day long. It's a great way to make a living, but you're not going to make a living if you don't pay the price first. Two of the things Lewis said up front are really critical, and I'm going to talk about them. But before I do that, I'm going to say that if you don't have the mindset or bring an open mindset of, number one, I'm willing to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm truly willing to do the work. I have to have an open mind. I need to have blind faith. It's something when I talk to new agents, I tell them, you got to have blind faith. We know what the hell we're doing.
Amen.
And forget everything that you brought in. Just forget it. Just set it aside. Come in and absorb. We've been doing this 17 years. Mm. I first started selling on the telephone in 1984, selling final expense in 84. So I go back a ways. But it's all about mindset, having a willing attitude. Once you have that, then it comes down to mentorship. You got to get with somebody mm-hmm. that really understands. If final expense telesales is what your chosen field is, find the best. Mm. The best organization. And it's not about products. If you're thinking about product, you're wrong. You're starting out on the wrong foot. Amen. There's organizations out there writing $100 million a year of the most expensive product there is. So it's not product.
Mm.
Right?
Amen.
You got to have a good mentor that can coach you, train you, teach you, pick you up in the morning, feed you positives, tell you you're the best, and tell you you're the best all the way up until the day they're probably going to fire you because you haven't been bringing it. But I'm serious. You've got to be in that positive environment.
Mm.
And then the training. The training's critical.
Yeah.
Not just script, you know, voice right. inflection, just all of it. So
incredible.
It's mindset, it's training, is mainly it.
Yeah, you made me think of a couple things, and then Jason, I'm going to throw it to you to talk about equipment. For working remote. But one thing you made me think about, Kim, when you were talking about that is LIMRA did a study where they surveyed the top 1% of life insurance agents. And what they found, the most common character attribute amongst that top group of agents, most people would think work ethic, you know, different things, right? Integrity, you know, the number one attribute was optimism.
I love it.
To your point. Wow. And they were hopeful about the future. They were hopeful about what was going to happen. They were positive up until the very freaking end. And so I love that you're sharing that, because that's such a powerful study. Because if you think about it, our industry is very difficult. Anybody can do well, but not everybody's going to work at it, you know? And so you guys have a ton, for those listening, Final Expense Direct, did you guys have a ton of six-figure earners working for you? They've been working for you forever. You guys help people with, you know, you have inbound calls that you're shooting right to agents' phones. Like, you have a cool setup. And to kind of talk about the setup, I want to jump to Jason and just talk about who helps a lot with the training and some different things in the operation. I would like to talk about equipment that a remote sure. work-from-home person would need and maybe wouldn't need. Some people would think you need like a webcam or a camera or different stuff, but I don't think you guys sell over Zoom.
No, we don't. We have Zoom meetings. Sure. So it's certainly helpful to have a camera, but it's not necessarily still at home. One of the biggest things that most people don't think about when they sell from home is an office setting. You know, you've got to have, and you see it all the time when you're looking on Indeed and stuff, quiet office space, and everybody thinks they have that. And then these agents get on the phone, they got music or TV going on in the background, they got stuff occupying, they got kids mm-hmm. running around, and they're not actually going to work. So it goes back to Kim and Lewis talking about mindset. I mean, what's your mindset to just roll? You can't just roll out of bed and then show up and go to work and have a whole bunch of background noise going on and not be prepared. You've got to create an office setting. So the first thing is prepare for working from home by creating that office space for yourself so you can change that mindset when you do hit the office, right? Second thing, especially from working from home, is you need to have two monitors.
Mm.
You know, you got to be able to have multiple screens open.
Yeah, and when you talk about that, explain like what typically an agent would have pulled up on each screen.
So you're going to have your dialer system on one screen. You're going to have carriers and applications on another screen. You're going to need to have a quoting tool of some type because you're probably going to have multiple carriers. So you got to have some type of quoting tool available that you can navigate to as well. You got to have a place where you can take notes. So maybe a notepad, if you're not writing it out with a pencil, if you're typing stuff in an application process to where you can, you know, in the CRM, you can start logging your customers' information. So there's a lot of moving parts that go on, and having one screen or just working off a laptop. We've never seen anybody be successful just working off one screen per se, taking inbound calls on a constant basis because you can't keep up fast enough, right? Hmm. Maybe making an outbound call you absolutely could, because you can move at a slower pace, but the fast paced inbound call you need to be set up, and then that goes along with the high speed internet. You know, if your internet, these systems and like a dialer system takes a lot of bandwidth, so you know, being Ethernet wired in versus just a wireless, you know, you can't just go to the beach in Hawaii and sit on the beach and think you're going to make some calls and sell some products. So, you know, investing in the right equipment is absolutely a must to give you any type of success.
Yeah. I kind of want a phenomenal answer, by the way. Thank you. I kind of want to pinball for a second and have each of you briefly mention, like, think about the most successful final expense telesales agents that you've ever worked with, okay, over the years, currently, past, maybe in the future, whatever, right? And y'all have had some write an insane amount of premium, right? Some really good ones. And for those listening, it wasn't me, okay? I am curious, even though I think I would do pretty well in the Final Expense Direct system, just for the record. I think Kim and I would get along pretty well, too. He's like, you're hired.
A training class started today.
Oh,
you know, I'll set up an interview when this is over.
There
we go. We do have a technology test yet. You've got to take him.
Oh, I may be in trouble there. I don't know. Right. I don't know. I want to pinball really quick. So when you think about the top salespeople, give me like one, two, three things briefly. Actually, one thing. You have to pick one. Okay. You have to pick one, and I'm going to throw to each of you. What is the, when I say a top telesales agent, what one thing comes to mind when you think about what, maybe it's what they embody, maybe it's who they are, maybe it's how they work, you know, I don't know. Kim, I'm going to jump to you. I would love to hear when I mention a top person, what comes to mind?
I'm going to use the word mindset, and you have to make the decision that you are going to be the best, and you won't start out there. But if you bring the mindset that you're willing to do the work,
yes,
you know, that's critical. You got to have the mindset before the rest of it will come.
100%.
And I could talk and talk about this, but mindset is everything.
I love that too, because I really believe the best that what an agent's got to realize is like they're not going to be any good. They're initially, typically, their goal is to raise their belief in themselves over time, right? Confidence, so that they can develop the right mindset. There's an old adage that says, losers hardly work and think they should be winning. And winners work their butt off and still think they're losing.
I love it. I love it.
What came to mind, Lewis, when we were talking about?
And it has to do, you know, with almost your opening topic. It's work ethic, man. I don't, you know, if you've got the right attitude, you can be coachable. You know, skills can come.
Yeah.
Right? If you got the mindset, you got the right heart. All right. but it's the work ethic, you know, and it's like, got a 9 o'clock meeting every morning to go over what happened yesterday, Q&A, instruct, train a little bit. And now all of a sudden when the meeting's over, you're gone for an hour and a half because you went to have breakfast and a cup of coffee. And then you come back 2.5 hours later and you take a 2-hour lunch. And then at 5 o'clock, you're pissed off because you didn't sell anything and you're gone. Right. So that doesn't work. So, you know, it's got to be, you know, and I said it again, you got to be prepared to be able to put in 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
5-6 hours of talk time, handle the inbound or the outbound dial and go to work, you know. And the top agents, I can think of three right now. They're the first in and the last out.
Mm.
The first in, when I open up the dialer in the morning and I look, guess who's logged in? At 6 o'clock, when I'm checking it, guess who's still logged in? Right? Yes. And these are the guys that are making multiple six figures. Right?
Now, and it's not only all day, it's every day.
Mm.
It's every day.
Strong. Yeah, strong. You're right, though. If the will is there, the skill will come.
Absolutely.
And I love that because, like, in our office, you made me think about stuff, and I'm just kind of conversating a little. In our office, when we hire new sales reps to work for Cody Askins LLC, I tell them it is going to be brutally difficult. It's not going to be easy. You're going to feel like you're shoveling manure for 3 weeks. Yeah. But eventually, you're going to do really well. But you if
know,
you can't,
I've got something here on my desk that, God, I don't know how old this is, Kim. This has got to be 20, 25 years old that you gave me a long time ago, and it's still on my desk every day. I don't know if you can read this or not.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's my
hand. You don't hire for skills; you hire for attitude. You can always teach skills. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Winston Churchill. Boom. Yeah.
And I keep this with me all the time, because I think it's a mantra, you know.
You know, I'll just add one thing to it real quick. And you know, Lewis, you can think back 20 years where I used to say in training agents, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the harder I work, the better I get. And then there's a little quote here that says, consistency is what transforms average into excellence.
Hmm. Incredible. Let that be a lesson to everyone hanging out. And I can tell you this, man, the reason I like these individuals that I'm hanging out with today is they are also extremely coachable. You know, they're allowing a 33-year-old to help them every now and then, just freaking amazing. And I'm also, every time I spend time with them, man, they welcome me like family. I learn a ton, and they're just good dudes, and you'll feel like they're a part of your family really quick too, because they actually care and want to help. Jason, what came to mind for the top telesales agents?
Yeah, Kim nailed it. My mindset is the first thing. Lewis is hitting on persistency, which is also up there. And then another thing, you got to have a short memory. You can't carry the last call with you into the next call. We see a lot of agents that underperform, and not that they can't do it. It's just that they're still stewing over that last call versus the call that are currently on. And, you know, the honest truth is we'll have agents come in and work all day and sell nothing. And 5:45, 5:50 at night, that last call comes in and they take it. And it happens almost every day where there's some agent who is just grinding all day and has continued to forget the last call. And then they get that final call at 5:55 at night, and it's a double for 58K or something like that, you know? And so, I mean, it's awesome, you know? So
yeah, that's incredible. I love that. Any, Lewis, Kim, any final thoughts to button up today's interview about working remote of anything we haven't mentioned yet?
You know, I think it's an attitude like anything else, and you got to have a business mindset. This is your office. This is your home. This is your business. Treat it like that, and it will treat you the same way.
Hmm.
You know, if you think you're on vacation because you're working from home, shame on you. You're not going to make any money.
Yeah. unfortunately true. Yep. Close us out, Kim. Final thoughts.
You know, my last comment is we all have a choice. We all have a choice. You know, you can choose to be mediocre. You can choose to be good, or you can choose to be great. It's your choice.
Mm.
You know, so what's it going to be? If you choose to be great, then find a great organization. Don't just join them. Ask great questions about what they do, how they do it. And if you believe that they're the right place, if they have long-term successful agents, they have strong training, they have access to quality leads, then make the choice. If you want greatness, surround yourself with greatness.
Yes. Amen. If they want to learn more about Final Expense Direct and talk to you guys, where should they go and what should they do?
Go to our website, finalexpensedirect.com. Top right-hand corner, there's a spot for new hire agent information. There's a full FAQ. There's a way to set up an appointment on a calendar to meet with Jason, myself, one of our other recruiters, whoever's available at that specific time. And we'll lay it all out. I mean, I don't like the word. I think it's too cliche, but transparent is what it's all about. You know, and like Kim said, you better know who you're going to go into business with, because you're going to be there. And if you make a mistake, it's going to cost everybody money and time. And we don't have enough of that either or. So go to our website, check us out, YouTube, Facebook, any place that you type in Final Expense Direct, you'll find us.
Amazing. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being back on. Lewis, Jason, and Kim, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You too. Thank you, Cody.
Okay. Thank you guys. And thank you guys for listening and watching. Check out this organization. Phenomenal group. Amazing content. And they really care. Thanks for hanging with us on the podcast. Stay optimistic. Work hard. Be coachable. Have a good attitude. You get to choose, as Kim said, the life you get to live and who you get to partner with and work with. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there. I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Okay, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.